Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition. Hey everybody, welcome to the Daily Muddy. Today it's time for Twain Talk with Meg Twain Duncan. Talk. How's it going, Meg?
I am good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
So there has been something really, really interesting in the news as of late, and it has to do with Hannibal, of course.
Yes.
And the public school system.
It's dominated some of my days.
Yes, I bet. I bet.
And so I'll just start right in with that.
Dig in, sister.
So there was a public meme, which I wasn't aware of. It was posted on the website. I wasn't aware of it. And I did get a message, though, you know, asking to look into what happened at that meeting. So I started talking to the district, and they were up front. There's something that we need to report. Let's have a meeting.
Right.
And so in preparation of that meeting, which was to be the next day, in preparation of that meeting, we discovered that Roy Webb had pulled out as being the superintendent, which then took over as the breaking news of what was first going to be the breaking news. And of course, the second part of that was that there's a $3 million deficit in the Hannibal Public School District budget. So those things, in a sense, they go hand in hand.
Sure.
You know, as Roy Webb decided he didn't want to follow through with being superintendent, which, I mean, Susan Johnson obviously is a better person to navigate that as far as, you know, having experience in the district.
Sure.
So she just
law and financials and blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely. Which is, yeah. And knowledge of the Missouri, you know, versus Illinois.
Sure.
So Susan Johnson's decided to stay on, even though she was going to retire last year, she's decided to stay on another year, and get them through the situation.
Gotcha.
Of the $3.3 million deficit.
Now that this deficit came in under her, is that correct?
It did. Okay. Yes. So we sat down and talked for a long time, and they turned over their budget to me. They turned over information to me, and we talked all about what caused that.
Yeah.
And the causes are, you know, a lot of what other places are going through. Some of that, a big part of that is that the taxes didn't come in as expected.
Due to business closures.
Right. Yes. They expected. So basically when they do their budget, they can just do a predicted budget.
Sure. Forecasting.
Of course.
Yeah.
So when they do that, they look at the previous years, which generally bring in like 3-4%, or actually no, she said 4-5%, if I'm not mistaken, of increase per year. So that's what they counted on. And then it came in actually at less than 1%. So,
ooh,
right. So that's a big yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is in the 40s. I can't remember exactly. It's in the article. We just released an article detailing all of this.
Yep.
Half of their budget comes from local tax base.
Sure.
So that was a big one. And, you know, the other one is that the attendance enrollment, their enrollment's gone down. Only 46 students, and that doesn't seem like a lot until you do the multiplication. They get 6,500, I think 6,575 is what it is per student, but they have to be there 90% of the time.
Right. So is it attributed, do you know, to like truancy or are people moving out and going to different school districts, or mm-hmm. is it
It's a lot of that. So the absences are just constantly something the school district's dealing with.
And,
and some
everywhere.
Of this I can fully attest to because, you know, as I think you know, I was a front desk at the mm-hmm. Hannibal Middle School before I actually took on reporting. So I've definitely seen the absences, and what she's talking about is, you know, some kids are absent because they're absent.
Yeah.
They got the flu.
It happens.
Somebody passed away. You know, but then there are kids who are just absent.
Truant
all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they do, I have seen principals buddy up and go pick kids up whose parents are honestly, they just partied last night and they didn't want to take their kids to school.
Yeah. Or they're working and the kid missed the bus, or there's just all kinds
there's
of reasons.
So
right?
many
there's
reasons.
So many. There's a gamut of reasons.
I'll be honest though, the historical ones, the ones that it's almost constant daily, a lot of times it's that.
Irresponsibility of parents.
A lot of times.
Ish. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then of course you have what everybody else is experiencing, and that is increased costs, capital
Absolutely.
Expenditures that come in over, over mm-hmm. budgeted numbers.
Yeah.
Which I understand all of that. So real quick, Susan, is it Susan or Suzanne?
Susan.
Susan. When she was resigning, do we know the reason? I don't know if I read that.
Retirement.
She was retiring.
Yes. Okay. So she's been there like 30 some odd years.
Okay.
First as a teacher and then as a superintendent. So, okay. Yep, she was actually just finally like, it's my retirement time. And
yeah.
Then.
So I would be interested to see kind of the plan. First of all, let me say that I appreciate her sticking it out.
Oh,
I think it's kind of, it happens, of course, but leaving that kind of quote unquote mess for someone else to clean up is kind of, but how she would be, you know, what she's planning on doing to tackle that so that she doesn't leave it for someone else.
Yeah.
Okay. That's one, that's kind of one aspect that I would look at. Two, Roy Webb, I don't know. I mean, I think he's used to kind of being in financial dire straits in different areas, you know, like mm-hmm. with Quincy Public Schools.
Sure.
I'm not sure why he wasn't willing to dig in and get it. I think I understand it.
I think a lot of that, if not all of it, stems from the fact that Illinois school finances are extremely different than Missouri.
Oh, 100%.
Even in his resignation letter, he said that he felt like that they needed someone with more knowledge of Missouri law and Missouri school finances.
Right.
I think that was a big part of it because there is... This part is a little gray for me because I just jumped in to learn school finances here in the last 4 days.
You're a woman of many hats, right?
Yeah, but I'm not really a hat person.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Well. So basically, there's a lot of differences, I think, in really how they do the banking, it sounded like different deposits, things like that.
When things are allocated and where.
Exactly.
Sure.
So for me to try to get too specific would absolutely lead to confusion and
disaster.
So I'm not gonna try to do that.
Yeah.
But definitely it sounds like there are some major differences in the states and how they do their finances. So
one would think that you would know that before going and throwing your hat in the ring. And this is no offense to Mr. Webb. I think that mm-hmm. he was, you know, in all respects, mm-hmm. from what I knew, he did a great job, you know, for Quincy Schools. I understand why he wouldn't mm-hmm. Particularly want to take that on.
Yeah.
In the sense that he just retired, right? So not wanting to take that
right,
on, I
not wanting to
that.
Step into one. I mean, they're stepping into hard work, but it's a little different when it's a public situation.
Yeah.
I mean, we've just put this article out, and, you know, I'll be honest, the first reaction we got to the article was a laughing face.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because, you know, I'm looking at it because, you know, it's my article and we posted it on Muddy River Facebook page. And I'm looking and the first reaction was a laughing emoji. So people, there are so many people that care about the Hannibal School District.
Yes.
Let me say that first.
Yeah.
And there are so many people that support them and back them up. But, you know, even those people want to know, so rightfully want to know. But then there's the people who just kind of want to go out for blood. And that would be hard to step into as a new person.
I think that, so there's probably multiple different layers here that we could spend hours unpacking.
Oh, 100%.
So Quincy, Roy Webb has a huge, huge following and has
regarded
as a hero, which I believe he was in the service. So, mm-hmm. you know,
absolutely.
By all rights, he is a hero
100%.
In that aspect. But in many parents and students' eyes, he was also a hero.
Mm-hmm.
So I get why people are probably, if they're not happy with the way he's being portrayed, that's one thing, right? And then Hannibal Schools are probably like, well, screw him for leaving this situation, mm-hmm. you know. And then some people just want to be contrary just because it's what they do.
Well, there is that. And that's some people just want to be contrary. I will say with this article, with the budget article, that has been the main meat and potatoes of what I've been working on the last, 4 days.
It's phenomenal. Phenomenal article. Oh, so kudos
thank
to you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And that what I will say is that right off the bat, Susan Johnson sat down with me for 3 hours and explained the finances to me.
Yeah.
Completely open. Anything I requested was immediately they tried to provide the best they could. Now, she also said, we are just diving into this. So there's going to be, we're looking at solutions, things like that. And so I'm just telling you what she said to me. And so as far as that part of it goes, I really never sensed I really never sensed any kind of anger toward Roy Webb.
Yeah.
I think that I sensed more, in a sense, humility of like, we got to get through this.
Yeah.
That's what I'm finding in at the district. And I mean, right. I will always report completely non-biased as not possible. You know, yeah. But I just my personal experience working this length of time. I mean, my day Saturday was spent. They took their day Saturday waiting for emails from me.
Yeah.
To say, is this right? Is this? Right. And I'm asking some dumb questions sure. just to make sure things are right.
I mean, you're learning things you never wanted to learn.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, I'm asking these questions to make sure. And some of them two or three times just to make sure I've got it right. And I will say they did nothing but respond fast and
I think that's necessary when you're looking at you know, we'll call it kind of a pitfall that
yeah.
that they need to climb out of that
yeah
yeah you there's really no option but to look at it truthfully
yeah.
and to make changes accordingly mm-hmm. and do your best to write mm-hmm. the situation.
Yeah,
it's not the first time a school district has had a deficit, and won't absolutely. Be the last time.
Absolutely,
it just takes some looking at things under a microscope and having the right leadership who yeah. is willing to work hand in hand with the school board
right.
to make sure decisions are being made
absolutely
in the best interest of not just, you know, the teachers, the school board, and the superintendent, but the families and the kids that go there and
exactly.
acting as advocates and doing the right thing. So
yeah.
big stuff.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Roy's decision was probably best for him and yeah. may have been the best for Hannibal Schools, depending on.
It feels like to me trying to get through this situation on top of trying to familiarize someone with it.
Sure. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So I do think that it was probably best for the district. And I truly don't know Roy Webb.
Yeah.
So because I am a Hannibal girl. So I've been, you know, Hannibal my whole life, and my kids are Hannibal School District students. So I've only had Susan Johnson. I truly don't remember who was the superintendent when I was a kid.
Yeah.
All I cared was if they canceled school or not.
Sure. Yeah. And that your teachers were cool. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't remember who that was. I just yeah. know throughout this whole time, and since I worked there, it was Susan Johnson, and she really does love the district.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind about that. Yeah. So
and that's important. Yeah. I think that if you don't feel like you are the correct fit, then you likely are not the correct fit.
I think that's a favor to all
yeah.
in that respect.
Absolutely.
It's a big favor to say, yes. hey, I think someone with a different skill set should do this. And that's what he did. And I think they're kind of thankful in the end.
Sure. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, I'll be looking forward to some planning to see how we're going to get out of this.
Yeah, but, definitely plan to follow it.
Yeah. But thankful that she's sticking around to try and help. And
yeah.
thankful that you're here to report on it every step of the way.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. All right. That does it for Twain Talk. Coming up next, Rob Bentley with Legacy Martial Arts. Stay tuned.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials, and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
Kelly's has been a fun place to eat and drink in Quincy since 1982. A fun and friendly atmosphere, food with flavor, homemade cinnamon rolls, and famous cheese soup. The best menu in town. Kelly's, 2902 Broadway, Quincy.
The Tower, a great place to meet and eat. But did you know the Tower has one of the finest drink selections in our area? Along with its incredible Mexican menu, the Tower specializes in tequilas for every taste. Names like Patron, Cabo Wabo, and Hornitos. And don't forget the margaritas. On Mondays and Tuesdays, stop by and pick up a single-topping pizza and get Tower margaritas to go. Enjoy the Tower at home or in our dining room, bar area, or the Tower's signature climate-controlled porch. The Tower Pizza and Mexican in Quincy.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
And welcome back. Joining me now, Robert Bentley with Legacy Martial Arts. How are you, Robert?
I'm good.
Good.
Fantastic.
Excellent. So our previous guest, Meg, you were sitting over there kind of listening in the green room, and you have connections with Roy Webb and Susan.
Yeah.
Right?
I met Roy at a military ball years ago. He's a retired general.
Yeah.
Absolute stud. I like the guy. And then Susan Johnson was my fifth grade teacher. Hannibal's my hood.
That is so wild. What a small, small world.
Small world.
It is. But, you know, today we're here to talk about Legacy Martial Arts, which I think everyone locally has heard of it or driven by it and seen you guys do in your set. It's so cool. But, yeah, when we started this, I was talking to you about you have a very impressive repertoire of, like I'll just ask you to tell me kind of what are your credentials in I don't even know what you call it. Martial arts? Is that like the umbrella
of
it?
Martial arts is the general term
for,
and what we mostly focus on at Legacy is Taekwondo, which is a stand-up art. If you think of karate, that's what you're looking at. And then jujitsu, which is more on the ground. It's like wrestling, but with it's submission-based.
Okay.
And so I do both of those things. The titles kind of come with the territory. I've just... you know, I'm a black belt in Taekwondo, a brown belt in Jiu-Jitsu. I received the title of master instructor a few years ago. And really all that I tell my students is that just means that I'm a white belt who didn't quit.
Yeah.
I've just been doing it for 30 years and it's a lot of fun.
So. I love it. Now you say black belt. You're not just like a one time. I don't even know how these all work, but you're like a six degree black belt. Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, I don't even know what any of this means, but when I'm reading it, it's so impressive. And I was looking at your website and all of your instructors or trainers, whatever you call them, they're all so impressive. And when I was looking at all of the different things you offer at Legacy, I was like, maybe I can get into this. Not just for like personal protection, which of course I think is really important, but you guys do so much more there in confidence building.
Most of our adults start not for self-defense, but for physical fitness. It's just a fun activity to do that's not going to the gym and getting in the same routine every day.
Right.
And then we have a lot of families. And so when you talk about confidence building, that's the number one reason why parents get their kids in. The number one and number two reasons are confidence and discipline. And we find that, especially if you have, like I have three boys.
Yeah.
And they kind of balance the scales where I have my six-year-old has all the confidence but not as much discipline. And then my 10-year-old has a ton of discipline but not as much confidence. And we try to kind of balance that
Trying to find the happy medium. Yeah, that's absolutely interesting. Yeah, I have two girls, and I think that they kind of struggle with the both. They both kind of have their own unique area that they you know, succeed in or that they – yeah. But that's really interesting that – yeah, I love the way you put that.
Well, sorry. I think martial arts kind of does that naturally.
Yeah.
But then our instructors really focus on that and hone in on that in addition to – we still kick and punch –
I was going to ask about that.
And we still have, well, the reason why I'm here today is we have a tournament coming up and we have a lot of high level competitors. Everyone that has known me long enough knows that I'm okay at martial arts. I've just been doing it forever and that's why I got all these titles. But my wife, who has been doing it less than a decade, just won two world titles this past year.
Ooh, so she's
and
a total
so
badass.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Badass. She's a stud.
That's awesome.
And we have a lot of really talented students, but especially women.
Yeah.
We should probably talk about that too, because the day after the tournament, they're hosting they're calling it Girls in Gear, like sparring gear.
Yeah.
And they're doing a sparring seminar that's women's only. And we have women from all over the nation that are coming just for that seminar.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, I love – so when you're talking sparring, because this is kind of one thing that I think it's – when I was looking at your website, and of course I've thought about this before because I know other people that have enrolled in your courses.
Sure.
One of the things that holds me back is I kind of lack some of that confidence in coming in. Am I going to have to, like, wrestle someone? Am I going to have to – because I mean, I can be feisty. But when I'm coming in,
I saw that before we started.
Yeah. I come in just I'm firing on all cylinders. But I can be feisty. But when I'm in in a position where I'm in front of people that I don't necessarily know, I kind of get a little more sheepish just because it's a new situation, it's a new environment for me.
I think most people do. And so when our students start, they don't jump straight into sparring.
Okay, good.
And it's not like Cobra Kai. You're not going to jump out there and get in a fight and throw someone into a locker first day. We have a beginner program where everyone starts for about 6 to 8 months before they ever get into the more advanced training where you're going to put on gear and actually hit each other.
Gotcha. So, good to know.
And it's safer that way.
It's kind of baby steps to get you kind of acclimated to what you're ultimately there for,
right? You don't gain confidence overnight. We have to work our way up to it. You've got to build up to it.
Absolutely.
So that's a good way to
do it. Absolutely. So back to the events that you have coming up.
Sure.
Anyone can enroll at any time. Is that right? Or do you have like course periods?
Yeah, so we actually, our students, when they come in, they can come any day. We have a new student start every single week.
Okay, that was my, okay.
And yes, and then most of our students who are competing have probably been in that, where we talked about the basic program is 6 to 8 months. They've probably been through that, and that's why they're choosing to compete.
Gotcha.
It's not a requirement that anyone competes as a student, but... We'll have over 100 students compete at the tournament.
At the tournament. So, okay, so the tournament is where?
Oakley-Lindsay Center.
Okay, and it's open to the public.
It is. There is a spectator fee, but you can come in and watch. And then the events, the people who compete are from all over the nation in the American Taekwondo Association. So if you're a member of the American Taekwondo Association, then you can sign up to compete for the tournament.
That's excellent. That is so cool. And I'm 100% certain that it's very exciting. And I, even watching volleyball last night with my kiddo, my heart just like is jumping out of my chest. So I imagine like watching this is
it's
like,
cool.
Super
I have, like I said,
intense.
I have kids that are old enough that they compete now too. And so I've kind of moved out of the competitor world myself, and now I enjoy watching my wife and my kids compete, and so I'm excited for them. Like I said, we've got over 100 students just from Quincy and Hannibal that are competing, but we have we're estimating around 700 competitors total that we'll have from all over. We just this week we got a call from people in Florida and from Phoenix, and we know that we have almost a dozen people from Canada that are coming. So it's a huge event.
That's awesome. So not only is it really cool for Legacy and the martial arts world, but for the community, you're bringing lots of people from different areas to Quincy. That's outstanding.
I really love that part of it. We found out yesterday that all of our hotel rooms are booked. And so we've been trying.
Yes.
I've been on the phone with them like, hey, can you extend our block? And then one of them was like, yeah, we can add a couple rooms. The other one was like, nope, we don't have any room. Like, they're completely booked.
That's outstanding.
That's exciting. We did that. We had a tournament last year, and we were able to sell out 3 hotels and then whatever else. Those were the host hotels. We're hoping that we go far beyond that this year. Our tournament got ranked. They get ranked in classes, and this moved up to a Class A tournament, which is the highest level that a regional tournament can go.
Outstanding.
In our organization. So we're excited for it.
Good for you. So not only helping, you know, kids and adults in our community build that confidence and, you know, the health side of it, right? You want to be healthy. You want to be physically fit. You want to be able to protect yourself. So offering all that to community, then bringing this in,
Yeah, we want to bring in those
seats.
Tax dollars.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Butts
like Hannibal
seats.
Needs for the school
right?
district,
amen.
Right?
Amen,
like,
amen.
We're
yes.
trying to support the community in that way, too. So when we first started booking this, we reached out to a lot of hotels and restaurants and getting them involved. It's been really nice. I love that Quincy has so much local stuff, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows about the Abbey and Tower and all of that,
right.
local restaurants. But then local hotels like Town & Country, they've been a huge supporter of us since we first started. Quality Inn and Suites down here right next to the that's all locally managed and locally owned. So it's nice that we have them in the atrium and all of that. I love that Quincy's a small town, small community that we can do that. When all the other hosts for our region are in like Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City.
Yeah.
And when we talk about this, bringing this in, those other school owners that host tournaments, they're like, man, we wish that we had a community that would get behind it and support it the way that your guys do. Bet on Q gave us a grant to help out. Like, my goodness, we couldn't get that anywhere else. So
sure.
I love Quincy.
Outstanding. It's nice. Yeah, it's great when you have a community rally behind you. Yes. And it's great when you have a facility like Legacy to create those members of this community that do the rallying. So kudos to you. If someone wants to learn more about Legacy or the tournament you have coming up or the Girls in Gear seminar you have coming up, where would they go?
Facebook is like the easiest place to see all the event pages, but our website, atalegacy.com, is where all that information can be found as well.
So. Excellent. Robert Bentley, you are a rock star in my opinion, and I appreciate you coming on.
Thank
it was so nice to meet you. Good luck this weekend.
This was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. I think that does it for today's Daily Muddy. We'll catch you back here tomorrow for Coffee Talk. See you then.
Muddy River News. Our home, our news.